I'll call the meeting to order.
All right.
Everyone, make sure you say okay or got it or whatever regarding the recording in progress. And
I'll go
please
through
mute
the
if,
participants.
yes, and
We
please mute if you're not talking. Thank you.
have Chase Christensen, Karen Kesey, Jeremy Jones, Gary Wheeler, Amanda Hoyt, Bob Short, Jeff Wanker, Janelle Greyson, and Jeffrey Condit.
Yeah, so far. And if you don't mind mentioning as folks join the call, we appreciate that.
And as I stated earlier, Rob is going to be a little bit late. He's trying to race home from practice. And so we'll go ahead and get started with
Yeah.
Vice President
Great. And
Karen.
I'm going to go ahead and take it. And greetings to everyone on the meeting this evening. We'll start tonight by welcoming public comment on our agenda items at this time. Does any have some anybody have something they want to note before we approve our agenda? Okay, thank you. And I think I'll go ahead and make a motion that we approve our agenda as presented. Is there a second?
Again.
Amanda seconds, thank you. Any discussion? Okay, then I call for a vote. All those in favor of approving the agenda as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Gary. Is Gary muted?
He unmuted himself. I'm guessing he was saying aye. I'm
Lost
guessing.
audio for a minute. I
Okay. Aye. Okay. And then I say aye also. So that's three with two absent. Okay. And next on our agenda is the approval of the meeting minutes from September 14th, 2023. I'd also like to make a motion that we approve these minutes as presented. Do I
actually,
hear a second?
I have a quick comment on that.
Okay.
So
Well, we'll
we
go ahead and
have
take a second and then you can make you can comment in the discussion, Chase.
second.
Okay, Gary seconds. All right, go ahead, Chase.
So we have Wyatt Roseman came on at 6:01. And then hold on, we have some people coming in.
Okay, we'll take a
And
time out.
Rob's coming in now.
Okay, Rob.
All right.
Okay, here's Rob. All right, so Rob, we're getting ready to vote on the approval of the agenda.
Minutes.
The minutes, excuse me. Thank you, Chase. All those in favor of approving the September 14th minutes as presented, please say
Why
aye.
are we going to do discussion?
Oh, sorry, that's right. Any discussion?
I do have one small correction I caught. The O&M manual at this point during the last meeting, it was actually myself, not Rob. He had already finished his corrections, and I was the one that was correcting at that time.
Oh, okay.
So I was just going to change this. Can you see that on your screen?
I'd have to roll it by here. Oh yeah.
Got it.
Okay. So, how about this? All those in favor of approving the September 14th minutes with Chase's correction, please say aye.
I.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so that motion passes, and now we will turn it over to Rob.
Well, thank you very much, Karen, for holding the fort down. Sorry for being late, everybody. Right.
No problem.
Okay, so it looks like we're at where are we at? Chase, President's message. There's no
Correct.
President's message today. We're going to roll right into company financial review and expenditure approvals.
Okay.
These are kind of the expenditures presented. Janelle actually did add in the $35,000 state pool transfer. That was a request for the request to cover the transactions proposed, the checks written, and to keep the checking account liquid. And are there any questions on the transactions?
Nope. Pretty straightforward to me.
Yep.
Amanda, do you have any questions?
I do not.
Okay. Guess we take a motion approving as presented with the state pool transfer of
$35,000. Okay. Anybody like to make a motion?
I move to approve the transactions as presented and the state pool transfer of $35,000.
I second.
Karen, second. Thank you very much. Okay, any discussion? All right. All those in favor of approving the transaction list as presented and doing the $35,000 state pool transfer, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
I think I heard everybody. Motion carries. Let's see.
Get right into the manager's reports.
Thank you.
Well, I sent this out, posted to the website. There's kind of a lot of stuff going on this last month, which is pretty typical this time of year. I'm not going to really touch on everything, just kind of the big ticket items. Cherry ditch cleaning operations. There's one small little section that's underneath a power pole support cable that still is yet to be cleaned. And as you can imagine, the ditch that parallels Honeyman Road, there was quite a bit of debris that came out of that. If anybody needs a couple used toilets, they're sitting there as well, free to be picked up. of course, car tires and everything else. So we're only going to get that cleaned up here shortly. We did try to look for the tow drains at the cherry orchard while we were there with the excavator. We didn't have any luck in that regard, unfortunately. I did complete the boat inspection, kind of what I call like the north end of the Santosh Slough. I saw it from the CZ Trail south left. There are a couple small trees that we need to get out of the slough. The river and perimeter tow, there's some riprap in that area from the north tide gates to the barge canal. This area is, you can't get a boat in here during, I guess, low water, if you will. So I use my kayak. And then I've also used, I walked down to the marinas and just walked, literally just walked down the marinas and looked at the riprap in those areas. So that's worked good. The pennywort, the ongoing battle with that weed at the north, we dug it out again this year with the excavator. While we were there, several large logs that had floated in over the years, we removed those from the levee. And we also cleaned the Olson Farm tow drain around the assumed daylight end of it. Hoping we can find the end of this. The schematics for this plan is pretty vague. At the actual tow drains are extremely called out, but where they go from tow drain to drain to the ditch is extremely difficult to pin down. So we're hoping we get that. On the herbicide, we remowed some of the access roads. If you haven't tried, or if you have tried to call the office, we have no phone or internet, CenturyLink internet. Good thing we switched over to T-Mobile. Car took out a power pole, and so happens it also took out the CenturyLink phone pedestal. When I was finally able to get through and get a service call scheduled, the later part of October was the best I could do. So that's going to be down for a while. Oh, the Army Corps of Engineers called me, Shane Klein specifically called me regarding this Columbia River Treaty. It's, like I say, it's a pretty large and complex issue, but it mainly deals with the upper river dams on the Columbia that were built in the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s. And there was a treaty between the nations that basically said they would coordinate water storage, how they, like, their annual, goal of how to control the Columbia River waters, especially runoff from snowmelt. Well, that expires next year in September. And though the dams are still available for water control, instead of being a pre-planned process, it's more of a more real time. So they're still available for storage, but it's not planned anymore. And so it's in negotiations. I included a link to the Army Corps of Engineers website if you wanted to watch the video. It's not very long, but it kind of gives you an idea of the Columbia River waters, the dams that control them, the size of the dams that, and the, I guess what you call the holding capacity of those dams. And the biggest takeaway I got from the presentation was the only real large holding capacity dam that we have in the lower 48 is the Grand Coulee Dam in northeastern Washington. And it's going to affect that reservoir quite substantially in the way they control the water, but it could have an effect downriver with the water level fluctuations, especially during the spring, the snow melt time, which they call the freshet. So it's pretty interesting. It's ongoing. I guess not a lot of heartburn from it yet. It's still a year out. The State Department in Canada are in negotiations. What that looks like in the end, I don't know. But it's definitely something to, I guess we probably should track it, if you will. So, here's Bob, you have your hand up.
Yeah, Chase, I really appreciate you mentioning this. I think this is a really big deal, and I think it's going to be a much bigger deal than we think it is, because it's going to fuel the people who have been pushing for decades to remove those dams. And it could turn into a real flashpoint between environmentalists and other people. If you would, I can't get the link off of your thing. If you could send me that link when you get a chance, I would really appreciate it. But I definitely think you're right that this warrants paying pretty close attention to.
Yeah, I can do that, Bob. That's a problem.
Is this the first time we've seen something like this, Bob? Yeah, Jeff, so
this treaty was negotiated in, I don't quote me on this, but I want to say the mid to late 60s. And it's expiring next year. And so that's why it's something definitely to keep your eye on, the track, the actual outcome and how it affects the SDIC is a little bit unknown at this time. It's kind of speculation at this point, but Bob's right. There is, especially the upper river part of the Columbia could see some pretty substantial changes in the way they operate. Okay, so moving on, the Evans Santosh, they're basically just draining through the north tide gates at this point. Water levels stay between 3 to 4 feet. All the other pumps are on and operating, and they're kind of their standard range. Looking ahead, we got the shop roof replacements. I did get a hard date on that, November 11th, but it is also pending weather because there is a metal roof. Finished up the Santosh slough inspections, also the riprap and riverward toe inspections. I always leave the toe drain on there because that's ongoing. brush clearing and tree removal. Brush clearing, ALM supposed to be on site Monday. And the tree removal contractor is to follow, kind of to follow that. We're at the point where we have to basically move the blackberries out before we get the trees out of there. And I will stop there. I guess we do have 4-8s. I'll keep going. Sorry. So Heidelberg is continuing their 408 on the Ellis Gravel Farm. We did have a follow-up meeting on October 2nd. There wasn't not a lot of new information shared. We're still waiting to get the 60% documents. Inside of the 60% package is a lot of hydraulics and hydrology analysis, as long as interior drainage. Kind of from our standpoint, the meat and potatoes of the 408, the consultants are, you know, that's what they've been hired to do. And so we're hoping to get that started. I'm making sure that we're coordinating not only through the Army Corps, but with Heidelberg at the same time to make sure that our consultants in Heidelberg are communicating, you know, freely within each other. So I just don't want anybody to think that someone's not talking to somebody and then someone's not following up. And so I'm just trying to make sure everybody's kind of, we're running parallel courses side by side to make sure that, you know, if there's questions, we can have, you know, frank and open conversation. So that's kind of where we're at. Like I said, we're still waiting for that big package though. Is there any questions on that? Predation, kind of still in the holding pattern, wait for the city of Scappoose on the mapping, specifically the interior drainage analysis and the county. Wish I had more to report, but that's kind of at this point becoming a little bit frustratingly slow, but letting everybody complete their due diligence. And then best practices, we will jump into 7F. Community outreach and branding. Rob, I think you have some info on them, actually.
Yeah. So the last, I'll make this kind of quick, but so, oh, thank you for pulling that up. I was going to say I've utilized some of our resources at Cal Portland, namely Maddie Roseman, who's in charge of our community outreach portion for our region. I asked her to work with the local high schools and see if they could get somebody to come up with some type of a draft trifold pamphlet for us to look at. She did that. She didn't have really much guidance from me, except for, hey, can you look at our website and create a pamphlet? And she did that. I've just briefly looked over it. I got it a few hours ago. I forwarded it to Chase and Karen just so they could put their eyes on it. But definitely need some discussion. I noticed there's the obvious spelling errors, and then there's, you know, some context stuff that probably needs to be changed. But I'd like to just make sure, I don't think anybody's had a chance to look at this, but I'd like to send it out to everybody tonight. If we could review it, maybe send me your comments or feedback, what you like about it, what you don't like about it. And then I could update, I could work with Maddie and have her update that draft so that we can maybe vote on it or adopt it or whatever we need to do by the next meeting. And then in conjunction with that, we also talked about branding. I'm working with a local company, Digital Graffiti, and they've been willing to help us out free of charge to kind of throw together a couple different logos that we can look at. So I'm hoping by next meeting, we have a few logos we can look at and either pick, and then also to have this trifold pamphlet that we can adopt and then hand out at some of our community outreach events to the public. Karen, you want to add anything to that?
Well, just that the logo would need to be on the pamphlet. So, you know, we got to approve the logo, I think, before we can approve the pamphlet.
Sure.
But yeah, I sent Rob a bunch of feedback on it today, and I hope that the other board members will do the same.
So we had a 503-730-4696 come in at 6:18.
That's Megan.
Oh, hi, Megan.
Hi.
Hi, Megan.
And we have the 704-564-2025.
That's Debbie.
Okay. And she came in at 605, if I remember right.
Hi, Debbie.
About then. Hello.
Sorry about that. I forgot to call that out.
No worries.
That's right. So I wish I had more deliverables for those two items tonight, but unfortunately, both of those processes seem to be moving kind of slowly. But I'm pretty confident by next meeting we'll have something we can present and critique and go over and discuss.
Yeah, and as far as community outreach goes, I just wanted to kind of close the conversation about the well, not close it, but just kind of conclude maybe the conversation about the tours that I went off on last month. And I think probably the best approach is for Chase to just reach out to partner agents and interested parties as time allows for him. And just kind of leave it at that for now. I know Bob mentioned that we might want to mention it at the annual meeting just to see if there's an interest. You know, so anyway, I don't want to belabor that point any further. Just as, you know, as to put it in, you know, the list of things that we can attend to as time allows, kind of a thing. As far as other community outreach, I think attending any city meeting or community event where it might be appropriate for us to be present would be a good step in the right direction. And that's all.
Thank you. What we got next? Is that annual O&M? Is that what that says?
Yeah, the O&M annual. So we were finally able to get through this. It is posted on the website. It's under strategic planning. I have gone through and I updated most all of the technical design data that I could find. There is a few items that I do have left to include. Most of those are relevant to what would have been the as-built drawings from the Army Corps of Engineers in the 40s, the early 40s, which are still relevant. Some of them are not. And so that's what to update those in kind of the draft or within the, what we call the maps. I also specifically left the maps out of the O&M manual. They're very large files. They bring the file itself up to a pretty substantially large size. And, you know, unless you know exactly what you're looking at, they're just engineering drawings. And there are a few other issues that I think the board will have to make some decisions on, specifically the Evans and Santosh ditch levels. But I wanted to put it out there for, you know, comment, review from the public and the board. And then hopefully at the next meeting, we could hopefully vote on and adopt it. And that's kind of where I was hoping to be.
How long do you want the public review period to be?
It's the 12th. I think we had the public comment in by the next meeting is 14th, tentatively. Or the 9th, I'm sorry, the 9th. We had it in by, let's say, the 5th, and then I could hopefully incorporate some of the comments. We receive them. And then if we need more time, we could always push it back to the December meeting. But depending on the amount of comments we receive, or if they're comments of what they would like to see in the manual, that's something we could take. But I think we should just put it out there and see if the board or the public has any suggestions. It's a 95-page document, very exciting reading. So
you said November 5th, Chase, public comment open for O&M till November 5th. Is that what we're thinking?
Yeah, if that would work for everybody.
Well, does that give you enough time to get it ready for the meeting on the 9th?
Well, that would all depend on the size of the public comment, I guess. I'd hate to say yes or no and then end up, you know, there could be nothing or there could be quite substantial. But
well, we'll just proceed accordingly.
And big thanks for going through that. That was quite the beast of a document. So
good project.
I just think Jack or Jeff or whoever it was that did the first one to give us at least the baseline.
Yeah, thank you.
So in the November meeting, we can expect that you will have sent us whatever comments you've received.
That's what my hope is, yes.
Okay. And then we'll just decide if we need to take
more time. And if they're simple enough to, I'll probably just add them in and, we'll just put them in as part of the document. Okay. I wonder if we should have a motion to close public comment by November 5th.
Is that something we need to do, Jeff Condit?
No, I think if that's your consensus, I think that's fine.
I will put a note on the website.
Okay. Okay, great.
Okay, any further discussion about the O&M? Anybody from the board or anybody from the public? Okay. So I'd like to have a little bit of a dialogue about the strategic planning work session. And I talked with Chase a little bit about this, and I think that, I think what would be, at least according to my perspective last meeting, we had talked about what might be in the best interest of the district is to get everybody together for a specific work session so that we could have a dialogue about really just establishing a criteria for which we rate the viability of each of these infrastructure improvement projects. As everybody will recall, a lot of these infrastructure improvement projects, all of them came from public feedback and board feedback and staff feedback. It was a pretty robust process to establish this list of infrastructure projects. And now we're at the point where we need to come up with a system on how we rate them, how we grade them, how we prioritize them, and essentially as a critical step in to completing them, essentially. So one of the things that I wanted to bounce by the board and maybe even talk with, if anybody from the public has a comment on it too, do we still think that a work session to review a viability, the viability for these projects or criteria for establishing viability for these projects, do we think that that's necessary? Or is that something that we should, potentially consider just having fallen along the responsibility of somebody like Chase or staff? Our general manager is the one running the district and is the one responsible for the day-to-day operations. And a lot of these projects are very technical. And so there's probably an argument to be made that this would be more of a staff related criteria establishing project and not so much a board establishing the criteria to rate these projects. So with that being said, that little monologue, I know that was a lot of words, but is there any comment, any feedback? Anybody got an opinion on how they'd like to proceed?
I had offered to help make an agenda for this first session, and it just it's not because we're lazy. It's just that I think that it's really hard to do. And I think I agree with you, Rob, that I think Chase is perfectly capable of tackling these projects in an order that makes sense to him. And, as is feasible for the district. They're all priorities. So we'd essentially be prioritizing the priorities. And I think in some ways that doesn't make a ton of sense the more I think about it. I think we need to let our general manager run the district, and he can prioritize as time allows, as resources allow.
Thanks, Karen.
As opposed to having a special meeting about it, what if Chase, kind of brought to the board what his recommendations were, and then if there's any comments on it, we could comment. I agree with what Karen said. I agree with what Rob said, but I think that might be a prudent way to go.
Thank you, Gary.
As long as we all understand that anything is subject to change.
Amanda or Megan, or do you guys have any comment or opinion on how you'd like to proceed with regards to this subject?
I kind of agree with Gary and Karen.
Overspeaking somebody.
I heard Amanda say she agrees with Gary and Karen. And was that all you said, Amanda?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Megan. Thanks, Amanda.
I do. I agree with Karen. I'm more than willing to help with it, but it does just make a little bit more general sense. He should be telling us, since he's the one that works with it every day, and versus us trying to tell Chase what to prioritize. So I'm all for it.
Thanks, Megan. Anybody from the public have anything they'd like to add to the discussion? Okay. Well, then, if I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, but I think that it'd probably be unnecessary at this point in time to move forward with the work session specifically to establish a criteria for rating these projects. I think that if we agree and Chase is on board, I think we make this, we've done a good job involving, my own opinion, we've done a good job involving the public and the board and everybody, that all of the interested parties in creating this list. And now it's really up to Chase to take the list and run with it. Mm-hmm. So,
do we need to do anything? I mean, I think you're the president, so I think you can officially cancel the meeting.
Yeah, right? We haven't noticed it yet, correct?
Oh, Chase? The word, okay.
It's on the, I have posted it to the website.
Okay, so we probably, Jeff, do we need a motion to then cancel that?
No, you have your authority as the president to change scheduling.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and do that.
We just put on our website that the meeting has been canceled.
I appreciate everybody's feedback. I think that this is going to be definitely in the best interest of the district. I think it'll probably be the most efficient way to actually start knocking these projects out too. So thanks for volunteering, Chase.
So I'll put instead of just deleting the meeting, I'll just put it as meeting canceled.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
7G.
On this one too, the SCAPU Stormwater Master Plan, I mean, it's already been done. It's adopted by the city. I mean, or do we want to keep tracking it? I'm not really sure if there's a goal in mind at the end of the day with this. Does anybody else on the board feel the same way?
Hadn't really thought of it. Keep thinking magically something's going to happen, but
I think it needs to stay on our radar in one form or another. As long as we're not spending a lot of time on it needlessly, I'd probably leave it on there.
Okay.
Anybody else? All right.
I do not have any updates on the rental home.
I just talked to Harlow via text message like I do every month, and she said there was nothing new to report.
Rent's paid, and is there anything from legal, Jeff?
It's been blissfully quiet on the legal front the last month.
Has there been anything that came out of the legislative session regarding special districts that we need to be aware of? I think in the last meeting there was something with bylaws you were going to just check on.
I failed to do that, but I will do that for the next meeting.
Okay. So the special meeting is canceled. So the regular meeting, November 9th.
Yes. So I have a scheduling conflict for the meeting on November 9th. I'm curious if anybody else does. And if so, or if not, if the board would be willing to move that meeting to the following week. Any day in the following week would be better for my schedule. But if the 9th works for everybody, then I won't be able to attend.
I can do the 16th.
Okay.
16th works for me.
I think that's fine.
Okay. Megan, how's the 16th look for you?
Looking good. I'm just checking my planner here. I'm seeing, but I think that's fine.
Awesome. Mr. Kahn, does that work for you?
I am opening my calendar to check. It's opening very slowly.
Ace, while he's working on that, just a quick comment and circling back a little bit. I know that it sounded as though maybe our phone for the office would be out for 2 or 3 weeks. I realize that most people probably use the web these days, but is it possible to call forward that to your number or maybe another board member's number so it doesn't look like we're in the dark or radio silence?
That is a good thought. I'm not sure. That's a good question. I could look into it.
I volunteer Gary's number.
That's fine. I mean, if I just think that we shouldn't be, you know, dead air. I think most people probably, you know how many people call that number, probably not many anymore. But I think we should have a presence.
That's a good catch, Gary.
I think it's a good call as well. And just to kind of further that, is there any way we could put a little notification on our website to Chase that just says like our phone's down? So if you can't get the call forwarding to work, I'm assuming if you can't get the call forwarding to work, maybe put a little note on the website that says, you know, send an email to you.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good catch.
Thanks, Gary.
Mr. President, the 16th works fine.
Awesome.
What about, that's great. What about you, Janelle?
That's fine for me. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, everybody, for your flexibility. Okay.
Do we need a motion to change the regularly scheduled monthly meeting?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Okay. Any volunteers? We need a motion to change the regular scheduled monthly meeting to the 16th.
Can you move it?
Don't all speak at once.
I went dead there for a second, but if you were looking for a second, I'll second that.
Perfect. Okay, any discussion? All right, hearing none. All in favor to move the regularly scheduled board of directors meeting from the whatever day it was to the 16th of November? Say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Awesome. Thank you.
For the record, we had Bruce S. Stock enter at 6:39.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for jumping on.
Okay. Not sure if you can hear me, but.
You sound great. Thanks okay. for
doing it. I got to figure out how to mute it. Or you can, why don't you mute, can somebody just mute me? Because
you're muted.
There we go. Okay. So just to, let's see, we need to review the master calendar.
Oh yeah. Sorry, let me reshare. Sorry.
You're fine. And then we'll review the action items.
Hey, master calendar. There's really nothing on it. I looked earlier. The next meeting, we would have the plan for the board review of the current general manager.
So we just need to make sure that gets onto the agenda.
And that's a special, not special session, but what are they? Executive session. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it would be during December meeting.
Yeah, we do the executive session in December. But... we need to plan for the process in November. So that should be on the agenda under personnel.
Okay. Okay, sounds like a plan. So with that said, let's see, December scheduling. Yeah, okay. With that said, I think we can review the action items. I have a few that I've jotted down. Amanda, I'm sure the transfer from the state pool is already done. So should I check the box off? Okay. Thank you. Chase is going to send the USA link to Bob. Going to do some public feedback on the O&M. We'll close by November 5th. Chase is going to put a note on the website to point to that. Jeff Condon's going to review and report on bylaw changes from the last legislative session for the next meeting. We were going to move the next monthly meeting to the 16th of November. And then Chase is going to check on the call forwarding option. And if that doesn't work, then we'll put a note on the website. And then I have a couple deliverables for the next meeting that I jotted down that I need to follow up on, which is the draft trifold and logo. So if any of you folks could take a look at that, I'll have it in your email tonight. Take a look at the pamphlet. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, and then I'll get a cleaned up draft that we can review at the next meeting. And then the O&M draft adoption. So if we plan to adopt this O&M manual at our next meeting. So if we could dedicate a little bit of time, both public and board, to looking over that and providing comment before November 5th, that would be great. So, and much appreciated.
Okay.
Is there anything else?
And then did you get that we need to, I might have had a brain fade, but did you get that we need to check our website for cancellation of the October 24th meeting and that we change the date of the.
I have that too. So I'm
okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay. Any further discussion from the board? Anybody in the public? Okay. Well, it's 6:45. Let's go ahead and call it a night. Thanks everybody for being on, and check your email. We'll have a couple sent to your email here shortly, board.
Yay. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Aaron, thanks again for covering.
No problem.
All right, guys. Good night.
Thanks. Have a good evening.
Thanks, everybody. Good night.